Hey friends, Heather Creekmore here. It is day 11 of our 30-day Pray for Your Body Image series. And as I record this, I just noticed something that kind of took my breath away a little bit. Today we're talking about fear, and it is September 11th. Wow. Okay, I just listed out the topics we needed to pray for and didn't really think through the fact that day 11 being fear would fall on September 11th. For those of you who experienced the drama of that day 20 years ago, today may conjure up fears for you naturally. You know, we live in a chaotic world, it seems, and feels more chaotic every year, more unpredictable. What is going on around us? What does the future hold? There's so many uncertainties and seemingly so many different reasons we could feel afraid. And yet, God tells us not to. He tells us to fear not. Now, we're praying for a body image today, but fear is really the root problem as to why we struggle with body image. Now, some of you might be saying, I don't get that, Heather. Can you explain that to me? I would be happy to explain that to you. You see, we worry so much about our bodies and what they look like and what size they are because we are afraid. We are afraid of not being loved, of not being accepted, of not being enough, of not being valued. And we believe the lie that culture and marketing tells us that if we looked different, we wouldn't have to be afraid anymore. Because if you had her body, oh, everyone would love you. You wouldn't be alone. You'd be married by now if you had her body. Fear is the underlying issue with why we are so concerned about our bodies. Now, it may also be fear of someone specific's approval, right? You may have been raised with a mom or a dad who cared too much about what you look like. And so your fear may be intricately connected to mom's opinion or dad's opinion, or maybe your husband hasn't been so nice in this area. I wish I didn't have to say that. I wish I didn't. But I know so many of you struggle because your husband has said cruel things. A few years ago, I did an episode on fear, and it was really powerful. In fact, I recorded it, and it disappeared, literally. And so I had to record it again. But the second time I recorded it, I had actually had the opportunity to participate in a session led by someone who's been trained in Freedom in Christ Ministries, and he talked all about fear. And so the second time was so much better, but it was a clear indication from me that I probably needed to address this issue of fear because it is so big for so many of us. Did you know the reason why we control is fear? All of our control issues have to do with fear. All of our approval issues have to do with fear. All of our body image issues have a root of fear. Now, friends, we're going to pray today for faith over fear, right? We're going to pray today for us to have the courage to fear not. But that doesn't mean you're not still going to sometimes feel afraid. And that's when you have to remind yourself that, yeah, okay, I feel those feelings of fear right now, but God, I'm going to just trust you beyond what I feel. I'm going to trust that you do have things under control, that you know the chaos of this world, you know the chaos of my life. And you are still on the throne. So Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is a very popular verse. If you don't have this one memorized, hey, I'm adding this to your list. Memorize this one too. It's going to be a busy week for you. But memorize Romans 8, 1 from the last couple of days and Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It goes like this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Lean not on your own understanding. Our understanding says, if I do good, I get good. If I look good, I get good, right? If I look good, I get love. If I change this about myself, others will approve, others will love. If I do this thing perfectly, then maybe I will be accepted, right? That's our own understanding. That's our own economy. But God's economy is different. God's economy is upside down. God tells us to trust him beyond that what we can see, beyond that which we understand, right? And there's so much in our world we don't understand right now, God. Oh, really, there is. So as we pray today, Let's surrender it all to Him and ask Him to help us to fear not. Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, on this very important day for our nation, the United States, and for other countries around the world as they remember with us the tragedy of this day, God, I pray that you will help us to not be afraid. God, show us that you are faithful. Show us that we can trust you. Show us that you are sovereign on the throne and you have a plan that is so much bigger than anything we could see or conceive of. God, help us to remember just how much you love us and for us to take courage, to be encouraged by that truth so we can walk every day in the boldness and confidence as people who are completely accepted in you because of Jesus. Thank you, God, for calming our fears, for soothing our fears, for reminding us, like you did Joshua, to fear not. Do not be afraid. God, I pray that over every one of us today, that we would not be afraid, but be filled with faith and confidence in you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. That's all for day 11. I am hoping that you are really loving this series and that God is doing an amazing work in you. If God's talking to you, if things are changing, if you're starting to feel lighter, would you let me know? You can drop me an email, heather@comparedtowho.me. I would love to hear how God is working in your life on these issues. Hey, I'd also love it if you would leave a review for the show. That helps so much. I want every Christian man and woman and teenager and child who struggles with body image issues to find freedom in Christ. Would you leave a review so they can find this show and get started on a road to no longer being in bondage to body image issues? Thanks for considering. I truly appreciate it. Well, that's all for today's show. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow as we tackle day 12. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Hey friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Ant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.